Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution? Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America.
In considering the judicial branch, let's learn from one of our founding fathers, Montesquieu. He said in the Spirit of Laws, "The judiciary power ought not to be given to a standing Senate. It should be exercised by persons taken from the body of the people at certain times of the year, and consistently with a form and manner prescribed by law, in order to erect a tribunal that should last only so long as necessity requires. But though the tribunal ought not to be fixed, the judgments ought, and to such degree as to be ever conformable to the letter of the law. Were they to be the private opinion of the judge, people would then live in society without exactly knowing the nature of their obligations." Ever since Marbury, when the justices proclaimed the judicial branch to be the final arbiter of the law, we have lived without exactly knowing the nature of our obligations. Alexander Hamilton explained that a constitution is in fact and must be regarded by the judges as fundamental law. The constitution ought to be preferred to the statute, the intention of the people to the intention of their agents. The courts must declare the sense of the law, and if they should be disposed to exercise will instead of judgment, the consequence would equally be the substitution of their pleasure to that of the legislative body. Thomas Jefferson was quite concerned about this. He said in a letter to William Jarvis, "You seem to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Our judges are as honest as other men, and not more so. They have with others the same passions for party, for power, for the privilege of their corps. Their power is more dangerous as they are in office for life and not responsible, as the other functionaries are, to the elective control. Oh God, bring us back to you and your law and your judgment, Father. In Jesus' name, amen."
Listen to WCNO as we learn more about our Constitution and how this God-inspired document brings life and liberty to our nation and hope to the world. More information and learning opportunities are available at my website, teachinghisstory.com.